K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring 147.24.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KE8CB. This is KA9SXH. Hi, Clay.
KEACB here. Hi, Terry. How you doing? You have a good Thanksgiving?
Hi, Clay. Well, thank you for asking. And yes, I did. I hope you did as well. Currently by me it is... boy. 28, and currently overcast. And of course, I'm sitting inside, upstairs, looking out a nice window. And with Thanksgiving behind, I'm well into Christmas shopping already. How are things by you? K-A-9-S-X-H.
Oh, I noticed recently, about a couple months ago, how weak my arm got from all my problems with my back and my wrist. And I borrowed a concept from an old Western movie, which is a wrist exercise for strengthening your arm and wrist. And a couple other things. I've been working on that, and according to my chiropractor, the wrist seems to be a little bit stronger, finally. And it's hurting a lot less. Seems to be staying in alignment better. So I got some improvement. I'm hoping to make more improvement. I can finally hold a video game controller again. So that's a huge plus. Had to go to get an MRI to find out what was causing my issues, and physical therapy by professionals is definitely in the future on that one. And I think it'd be a huge help because there's things I don't know how to do and don't have the equipment for to help correct some of the issue. So. That's what I'm looking forward to. I bet all the snowmobilers are happy. Got snow quite early. Believe it or not, it says it's 31 out there, but when that wind blows, it drops it down to 12, it says. Yeah, we've been in the low digits here for about a week now. Over.
Real quickly, yeah, well, yesterday was a warmer day by us, but before that, just what you said, cold. Wednesday when I went out walking, or actually when I got up, it was 8 with wind. lot of wind, boy, and that really definitely not t-shirt weather. And I did go out dog walking, so got that in. And I've also got two other radios going here. One is on a local repeater on 440, and the other one is just a, well, baton, it's FRS radio. I keep it on to listen to the, it sends out, it copies weather alerts when they publish them. So, pretty much the story here. Oh, and the snow, we've got a tad on the edge in a few places. Most of the grass you can still see. Back to you. K9SXH.
I was wondering, like, if you got a dog that has a kind of like a stringy fur, basically everything sticks to it, you know, like, you know, that stuff sticks to your pants and socks and your shoelaces, and in the wintertime the snow sticks to the dog's leg and everything. Do they make something, or is there something that I could get that would be the right size that could maybe cut the length, like a tube sock kind of deal, that would keep the snow off? Not collect the snow, but actually repel it, kind of like a spandex material or something in dog size. Take it, TV. Over.
I don't have that trouble with it sticking to his legs. It does stick on the paws. And that I let him take care of by himself because he can do it a lot better than I can. You know, it gets on the paws and it builds up between there, between the pads, and it spreads their toes apart too much, giving them a wound, an injury. But, you know, the thing that I am currently battling with my dog is excessive licking. He's got, currently he's got one smaller spot he's working on. I thought I had that issue all taken care of, and, yeah, well, it came back. Oh, well. And back to working on it again. And vet stuff for that particular issue for my dog don't work. It's expensive and it don't work. I tried it. What I have found does work is Benadryl. And that would be, in humans, it's used for allergies, etc., and other things. And that seems to work pretty well. And once, of course, that licking cycle is broke, well, then we can ease off on the Benadryl. But for now, he's doing great. A lot of energy. Still spends a lot of time in the air when we walk. Back to you.
Yeah, Snowball don't have that. Nothing sticks to her. But Erica's got that thin, stringy hair. You name it, it sticks. It's just like two shoelaces, you know, it'll stick. But when we get home, and I remember, I got like a little comb, and I just run the comb through over her feet and between her toes, and it pops that snow right off real quick. But I've been thinking over the last few days, like something like a spandex tube sock thing that's small enough where you can slip it on her legs and, put it on during the day. And so when they go outside or you take them for a walk, the only spot to be exposed is her paw. And like you said, they could take care of that part pretty good. But you get a good fresh snow. I got shoes for them, but it doesn't do anything for her leg because that snow, it gets up there all the way up to just past the hock on her back legs. And it really makes it cold.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADACB, over.
Oh, boy. No, I can't think of anything like that, and I put some time into to looking for stuff like that. What might work for you if you want to take the time to put it on is an item called Vet Wrap, that human word sports tape, the the stretchy kind of bandage like you put on around a bad ankle or wrist, something like that. It's called sports tape. And that would work for something like that if they don't chew it right off. I tried covering my dog's itchy spot with that, and it covered it, but he got it off right away and proceeded to eat it, making me have to dig a stroke to take it away. But none of that right now. He's laying here somewhere. He's asleep quietly. Behaving. How about that? You don't always do that. Back to you.
Did you try the spray that you put on your furniture, that apple bitter spray for dogs? Keeps them from licking and chewing on your furniture. You could have put a light coating of that on her leg, and that would have got her to back off. Or wrap, or put the anti-itch medicine, wrap it, and then coat the bandage and the anti-lick spray.
Well, Clay, I'll tell you, my daughter has a dog that has had that licking the fur off problem for years. She has tried everything, and nothing she has tried worked. And I mean everything. All of that stuff, and cone, and different kind of cone, oh, boy. and it's just something they do from time to time. But like I say, the only thing I found that works for my problem with my dog is Benadryl. Ah, boy. Other than that, oh, I'm seeing some blue sky here right now. I think I'm going to make this my last transmission plate. I was just reaching over to shut my device and radio down here while and get up and take a nap, so my nap time is burning. I certainly hope to talk to you again before Christmas. I do hang out here and a little earlier in the day over on Dave's repeater. I'd like to start out over there and spend a little time there anyway and then come over here. But for now, take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is K-A-9-S-X-H.
All right, you take it easy and you have happy holidays, KEHCB73.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.